Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice podcast. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today we're going to be talking about raiding. But first, what have you been up to lately?
Well, my wife got me to join the Elder Scrolls weekend, and we played around on that and actually did buy into it. It was $9.90 on Steam.
Now, keep in mind, this is being recorded well before you're hearing it, so yeah, you didn't miss out on anything recently.
No. But that's pretty much it, just playing Steam and working.
Ah, yeah. I've been working two jobs, effectively. My own, for the money, and the video vlog and podcast and whatnot I've been doing for YouTube, and not making money. Which sucks. The adpocalypse is real, folks, and it has bit me mightily. So that's why I'm looking at moving all of my video content to VidMe, which is vid.me. They're a relatively new video service that is creator-driven. No ads. It's got a built-in Patreon-type system, so you can subscribe if you want, like maybe give somebody $1 a month and get a special badge when you post on their comments, things like that. So it's kind of a nifty system, and I'm going to give it a try. So I'll have my stuff up on YouTube, not making any money, and up on VidMe, and see what happens. If eventually VidMe works out, I'm leaving YouTube in the dust because Google sucks. Just saying. Anyway, that's an aside. This has been something that's been bugging me. Anyway, we were going to talk about raiding. Specifically, repairing raiding.
Well, it's needed repairing since it was first used.
Well, yeah, I mean, the model is really, really old. I mean, yeah, there are some games that do unique and different things with their raids, but for the most part, it's the same old get your raid together, go in, bash your head against it until you learn the boss, and then move on to the next one. Rinse and repeat over and over and over again.
Yes, but there should be some kind of a random nature to it. If everybody knows the dance, then it's not fun anymore.
Oh, but if you added in some sort of element of randomness to it, then the progression raids wouldn't be able to progress, and suddenly elites not getting their purples.
And do I care?
I know. We used to raid, and you know, that would have really been very, very frustrating back when we were raiding, because we weren't the best raiders in the world.
And yes,
it was hard enough getting people to learn the fight, let alone be able to deal with any sort of randomness. I was the main healer. I would have killed you if there was randomness in the fights.
You let me die anyways.
You were DPS. You're expendable.
Yeah, but I was also the one who saved the raids on many occasions.
Yes. Freaking druids in their bear form. Oh, God. The tank fell down and suddenly I can jump in and save the day. Yes, you can tank for 3%. And I kept you alive then, didn't I?
Yes.
There you go. Because I didn't want to die. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But it isn't the greatest model in the world. I mean, we are what? 20-something years in now to MMORPGs?
Huh?
And what are we looking at? The same freaking model from EverQuest.
Right. And you know why? How many people actually raid?
Very few.
So why are they going to put all their efforts towards improving it, if only 5%, maybe at best 20% of the player base raids.
Well, according to Blizzard, at their by their numbers, roughly 5% of the player base of World of Warcraft was raiders at all, had ever stepped into a raid, until they released that looking for raid mechanic, which is kind of a dumbed down version of raids for pugs, and now they have upwards of 30% have stepped into raids.
Okay.
But most games aren't like that.
Are they successful raids?
No.
Are they even close to being successful raids?
Well, no. Of course not. You're looking at maybe 1% is routinely successfully beating raids at their intended level.
That's what I'm getting at, though.
Then you have, at the end of an expansion's life, you have people selling runs through raids and whatnot. That doesn't really count.
Yes, but see, you've got this mechanic where, theoretically, 5% of the players are successfully getting through and getting the epic loot.
The top-end gear.
Great. So, to make it user-friendly, to make more use of the content, they throw in this random grouping mechanic. So everybody can go in there and get their asses handed to them. And if they're going to get anywhere, they either have to be lucky, or they have to just take the abuse until they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, but with looking for raid, they don't get the same rewards either, so...
Exactly. So they're getting their asses handed to them for less.
It's not really fair.
No, it's not fair, and it's not a good way to do it.
Now, of course, the raiders, I've known many of them, would say, well, life isn't fair, we're doing the hardest content, we deserve the best gear, and you don't, so meh.
And how many of those top-end raiders were actually people you'd like to hang out with in-game?
Sorry, Lance. Phew.
Or hang out in real life. If you had your choice between getting smacked with a baseball bat or hanging out with them, you'd take the lump with the baseball bat.
Especially in the ribs. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get it hit in the head. I would probably hang out with raiders if they were going to hit me in the head, helmetless. But if I could take it in the thigh or the side, yeah, I think
they're
I would prefer that.
They're terrible people for the most part.
Not a whole lot
they're
of fun to be around.
They're elitist jackasses.
Yup.
So, why have raiding at all? That was the biggest disappointment, is when Guild Wars brought in raiding.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Why? You said from the beginning there wouldn't be any raids. And now all of a sudden you're giving raids? Whoa. And they're getting access to being able to craft legendary armor? Which you said everybody was going to be able to have top-end equipment through dungeons, crafting, fractals, whatever. And now all of a sudden, you can't, because only the raiders get a chance at the legendary armor. Screw you, ArenaNet. That was low.
Yeah, but see, that's part of why I wanted to bring up this discussion, was obviously the raiding mechanic doesn't work for the vast majority of MMO players. Because either they cannot take part, either because of their skill, or moreover, their time commitment. Because we all know raiding takes a huge amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
We were in a small, not even progression raiding guild, and it was eating every weekend. Every single weekend. And it, pretty much 3 or 4 weeknights for mm-hmm. me, just getting ready to do the next group of raids. And so, yeah, most people don't have that level of time commitment they can put in.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's the case, why are these game companies then focusing all their stuff off to the people that have the time and zeal, let's say, in a nice way, to actually do raiding, as opposed to the majority of the people who are actually paying just as much for the content?
Because it's the bright and the shiny. They're basically, they're showing this awesome event, this amazing dungeon, these huge, incredible bosses in this incredible loop. This is the shiny that they're dangling in front of all the players because they're hoping that it's going to make them want to stay so maybe they can get good enough to get into that.
But after, let's say, with World of Warcraft, for example, after what, we're going on 13 years this November? 13 years of World of Warcraft. And in that time, the vast majority of players, and there have been millions, have never stepped into a raid. Never once had a chance at those bright and shinies. At a certain point, aren't they just going to say, nah, I'm going to go play something else? That's what drove a lot of people to play Guild Wars 2 originally, because they didn't want to raid. They wanted to have equal opportunity chance to get that great gear, like you said, and ArenaNet gave it to them. They took it away with their expansion, but that's not the point. You would think that the game companies would recognize there's a problem here. We need to hold on to our players. I'm not saying dumb down raiding. Let's fix it. Let's come up with ideas that will allow more people to raid.
Scaling.
Scaling is one. Not necessarily for the greatest gear. I don't know, Turbine, back with Lord of the Rings Online, years and years and years ago, back in 2008, they did comparable incomparables with their gear. You had raid gear, and you had crafting gear. You had all these different, the high-end top, what they called teal gear, because teal was their best gear at the time. And it all was essentially the same. Except the raid gear stuff was more focused towards the raiders. Crafting stuff was more focused towards the solo stuff. But you could use the crafting gear as a step up to go in to do raiding for the side grades that gave you a better bonus. But you didn't need them. All you needed was just to be able to level up your crafting, and you could get really great gear, and you could be happy with that. And it would be a nice stepping stone to get you into doing dungeons, and then into raids. And that worked. It got more people doing that content. Until, of course, they added in new mechanics with their first expansion and screwed everything up. But the concept worked. They had great gear for solos, great gear for fellowship people, and great gear for raiders, without stepping on anybody's toes. Why aren't more people doing that? And in the case of scaling, you could scale raids down to where even a solo player could do that instance. Challenging, yes. Not get the same gear, but maybe get the same exact purple. It looks just like it. Maybe it's a slightly different color. But in its bonuses only give bonuses to that player. Whereas if you got it as a raider, those bonuses now apply to everybody in the raid. And for group players doing it at a group size, somewhere's in the middle. Same for PvP. You could get often you see PvP players screaming, why don't we get great gear anymore? Why don't they? Why is it all locked behind these stupid-ass raids that only a fraction of the player base can do? It's about elitism, in my opinion.
Oh, that's it entirely. And you're never going to get away from elitism, because it doesn't matter what the game is. Somebody will find a score that they can base their who's allowed to come on this raid.
Mm-hmm.
My characters in Guild Wars 2. I can step into any raid I want to because I have over 20,000 achievement points. Nobody can look
at
my gear.
Which is just stupid, by the way. That is huge.
But nobody can look at my gear and see what I'm wearing. They can't look at any of the runes I'm using or sigils I'm using. All they can do is look at the graphics of my character and guess. Because everything could be transmuted to look like level 3 gear.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I could be wearing full ascended, which I am. And so I could get into any raid I wanted to. Doesn't matter that I've never done one and I'd probably suck at it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That's the score they base things off of. And if you're in Heart of Thorns, if you're going to do one of these meta events, they want people to have X number of mastery points. It doesn't matter that you got your mastery points, you know, doing these little, you know, they'll have like a group that follow the leader and they'll take you through all these different mastery sites. So you get your mastery points.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't know anything about what you're doing, so you ruin, you know, you basically mess things up for everybody else, but you're allowed to get in. Their point system doesn't work.
Well, it's not just Guild Wars 2, though. I mean, you can go back to the classic with World of Warcraft with gear score. But also, I know at the end of Warlords of Draenor, I used to get on Twitch and watch live streams of people every freaking morning. Just I come home and relax and watch people get pay 25,000 gold to get run through X instance so that they could work their way towards just they didn't want sparkly purples. No, they just wanted to finish the achievement so that they could fly in Draenor. People would just pay for that, and they pay for lots of things. They pay to get run through this raid or that raid or whatever raid, and they're told, and I'd watch the leaders, they'd go, okay, we're going to do this thing, we'll do this, you know, part, and then when he gets to this new phase, run over and stand in that corner. And they'd have 10 people with them, and those 10 people would run off into a little corner and stand there, and the rest of the raid, the guild group, would go out and kick the boss's ass, and everybody would get their happies at the end. They'd be told, okay, you can come out of the corner now. It's safe. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
If that is the state of raiding, if this is what we're going to be given after 20 freaking years of this, through hundreds of different MMOs, I have to wonder, is there any point anymore? The developers just so freaking lazy. That's a good word you used in the pre-show discussion. Are they so lazy that this is all they can do?
It's all they're willing to do. It's a mechanic they know works for them. Doesn't matter if it works for the players. It works for them. It keeps the people who are giving them money to produce content, keeps them happy enough that they keep getting the money to keep producing content, to keep paying their workers.
But we're only talking about 5% of the player base.
So what? It's a bright shiny. Well, when they do their advertising, do they show somebody standing at the edge of the river fishing, or do they show this big boss monster that you only find at the end of this really long raid? They only show the big shiny. They don't show the simple things, the fun parts of the game.
Which is my point, though. Why, if they're going to show you the big shiny, then they're basically going, there's the big shiny up there on the top of that mountain. You're never going to actually see it.
But it's in-game.
But it's there. You know it's there. You see people walking around with the rewards from it. But that is completely and literally out of your reach in the vast majority of MMORPGs for the vast majority of players.
Uh-huh.
And yet, they think that that's somehow a carrot on a stick. When a carrot, at least on that stick, I know I can knock out the horse and go get the damn carrot if I really wanted it.
You yes, but as long as it's still working, as long as the players are still responding to the carrot on a stick, they're going to keep using it. The players have to step up and say, enough. We want solo or small group content. If you don't give us that, we're not giving you any money. We're going to abandon you. Yes. That's how you fix it.
And here's the problem, though. Game companies have seen this. WildStar, came out with this, we're going to be the hardcore. We're focused on raiding. We're focused on hardcore PvP. Even our questing is going to be so hardcore that you got to be real skilled to be able to level up to level cap. That's what we're going to be. And where's the game now?
Swirling the bowl.
If they last another year, I'll be shocked. Then you've got Guild Wars 2. Hey, we're more for the common man. We're going to be the game company that allows you to play whatever you want. And everyone has an equal opportunity. Everyone can do the great stuff and have a good time. You don't have to, but you all have the same opportunities. Then they went, you know, we should chase that World of Warcraft raiding money. For some freaking reason. And they did get raiders from World of Warcraft, briefly, who then went, yeah, patting Annette on the head, that's cute. We're going to go back and do the real raids over at World of Warcraft because that's what they always do. And where's Guild Wars 2 now? All the players I see in there are primarily playing the low-level content, the up-to-the-original level cap content. They're not doing Heart of Thorns.
Oh, no. Heart of Thorns is still really busy.
Is it? Because yes. I don't see anybody.
Oh.
Of course, I can't get out of the starter area for the Heart of Thorns, but you'd think there'd be somebody around. No, I see a few people and that's it. But then I play my low-level character there, freaking everywhere. People are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And you know why that is?
Well, it's free.
No.
Well, that's
it's because they have mega servers. If that's what you do, when if you say you do Heart of Thorns all the time, when you log on, it puts you in a server that has a lot of people doing Heart of Thorns.
Oh, I see.
If you have a lot, if you do a lot of low level content, it's going to put you in a zone or in a server that does lots of low level content. When I was running to Quaddle, you know, 3-4 times a week, every time I logged on, I could show up, and I was in one of the, I was one at one of the ones where the guilds were doing to Quaddle nightly.
Nice.
Same thing with Triple Trouble. That's how their mega server works. What? It goes by your play style and sits you in a zone according to what you like to do. If there's certain players you like to play with, it'll try to keep you grouped together in the same server.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, it's wonderful.
But at the same time,
I understand. It's hard if you have to keep at it until the game recognizes that this is something you want to do, so it starts putting you in with more people.
Yeah, but you would think if I logged on to my level 80, who's in the Heart of Thorns area, you would put me where there's other people doing stuff, so I'm not having to fight everything by myself.
Well,
because
you just need
that
to
sucks
keep
lots.
Doing it. I keep telling you, let me know when you want to go and I'll bring my characters.
Yeah, I'm on in the middle of the night.
Well, I can't help that.
Yeah. So, Australia, I'm asking for you. If you're playing, leave a comment. Let me know. Weekends, overnights, I'm usually available.
He does anyway. Kind of suck.
You're helpful.
Yes, I am.
That's very helpful.
I'm helping you. The Australians.
Anyway, so besides scaling, besides just blowing up raiding entirely, are there any other ways that raiding could be fixed? I know neutering raiders would be a good way of solving it because no more raiders.
Banning the asshats.
Oh, yes.
One of the biggest detractions to raiding at all was the players. The jerks, the ones who would just absolutely harass your character or harass you because you weren't there as good a player as they thought you should be.
Oh, not even that. I would say the guys that chased me out of World of Warcraft that were in my own guild.
Yeah, well, they got kicked out of the
guild.
They
got kicked out of the guild and then harassed me constantly because of it until... Because they were asshats and they were... It's a long story, but anyway. Point is, they didn't like the way I healed on one run.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind that they were sitting there getting, you know, smoking weed and not paying attention and not doing enough damage to kill the boss. It was my fault. I didn't heal the tank enough. Never mind, they hit the enrage timer, and that was the end of that. The DPS didn't do their job, and it was my fault. So then they harassed me because I then showed screenshots of the messages harassment they were sending to me to the guild leaders, who happened to be my cousin and his wife, and they went, all right, boot, boot, boot.
I know.
And so I got constantly harassed for the next, few weeks, and said, I'm done with this game. Although I'm back, obviously. Just not raiding. Nope. Never again. Well, that was cathartic.
Well, and just speaking of soloing, the one thing that Guild Wars does is you can now solo every single dungeon in the game. It's...
even Heart of Thorns.
There are no dungeons in Heart of Thorns.
I don't know this.
There's just the raids.
Well, that's...
You cannot solo the raids.
Obviously.
But the 8 original story dungeons, you can solo.
Oh, that'd be...
the different paths...
handy.
The different paths, that requires a full group. But the just the story version, you can see all that content.
Good.
You just have to understand that solo-wise, it is, in some cases, ridiculously hard.
I don't mind that. I've never minded challenge. I just want the ability to see the content that I'm paying for.
I just have to get off my ass and go do the rest of the dungeons, because I'd like to start collecting, you know, some more gear designs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, each of the dungeons has their own flavor, their own little, you know, look.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do that in a group.
Anyway, so that's pretty much about it for today. Any thoughts before we go?
Yeah, I'm still pissed off at ArenaNet for bringing in raids.
And we both are. I paid for the really nice version of Heart of Thorns, and I've had literally zero use for it. None.
Hey, let me know if it's on my weekend. Let me know what time you want to play, and I'll be there.
Okay. Well, we'll have to arrange something, because...
my engineer kicks ass.
Angry. Anyway. I feel better. So... till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.